You're listening to the Untaming podcast.
Rewild the Child.
An anthropological,
biological,
cross-cultural,
evolutionary,
and physiological approach to childhood from preconception to adulthood.
Hello, my name is Aishin Karaduma, and this is 10 Questions in 10 Minutes with the Untaming podcast. I have two boys who are 5 and 8, and I live near Arcachon, which is in the southwest of France, southwest coast of France. But I'm originally from Turkey, and I also spent 15 years in the US before settling in France. So I'm going to go ahead and start the questions. Number one is, what are your 5 favorite series? And to choose only one medium. So it could be books or movies or TV shows and podcasts. And I just went with podcasts because I'm a big fan of podcasts, hence why I am a big fan of Untaming podcast as well. So I wanted to say I love the Life Coach School podcast, which is all about mindset and just living your life from a, you know, from a powerful place, and just great stuff in there. Similarly, Unfuck Your Brain, which is another podcast that's also around mindset and life coaching and kind of everyday mindset. I also really appreciate A New and Ancient Story, which is the podcast by Charles Eisenstein, who is a modern, he's a writer and a modern philosopher whom I really, really adore. And I just love his take on things and on the world. And he's somebody who puts more pieces of the puzzle together than many others that I know. Anyway, so he always has amazing conversations on there. Another podcast I love is MindSpeak. And that is actually a colleague of mine, Holly Higgins. And it's all about mental health, but through a very holistic perspective. So all kinds of different modalities, and just, you know, opening your mind to how you can actually heal yourself. And again, there is mindset stuff there too, of course. And I also really love, like I said, the Untaming podcast. I've only discovered it in the last, few months or so, but I've been really floored by just the quality of the interviews and the subjects that are broached. Again, it's always wonderful to me to see somebody who puts so many of the puzzle, like pieces of the puzzle together, like Emily does. And there's also, I also have a whole bunch of other podcasts that I listen to regularly, but those are what I call like talking shop. So for me, it'll be business mindset, or it'll be health and nutrition, that sort of thing. So I'm not going to get all nerdy on you. The ones that I shared are more, I would say, general interest maybe. What were your 5 favorite series as a child? Again, I have to choose from one medium. And so I have chosen books. So I was a big reader as a child, but I think it was mostly as an escape. And I also read a lot of children's classics, but I also loved like some of the less highbrow stuff, such as Enid Blyton's books. I especially loved Mallory Towers. Now, I actually had to look that up because I read all of this in Turkish before I started to speak, before I started to learn English. So I love that stuff, and I read the whole series, and I was a big fan, and I dreamed of going to boarding school, but my parents weren't, they didn't agree. And I was also a big fan of Agatha Christie mysteries when I was much younger. The third question is, as a child, what did you want to be when you grew up? Now, this is good because, first of all, I at some point in elementary school, I had this notion of, like, I was fascinated by archaeology for about 5 minutes. but for the most part, like just the vast majority of my schooling career, most of my young adult life, I had zero idea what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I actually did not really find that out until like the eve of 40. So yeah, it took me a while to figure that out. But you know, I think that all of that is good experience. And yeah, I also have a lot to say about how school formats us and actually separates us from our inner voice, which is why so many of us find ourselves in midlife, maybe kind of trying to do it differently. But that's a subject for another day. What would be your dream meal if you put aside all kinds of sensitivities and allergies and ethical restrictions? This is a hard one for me. I'm such a foodie, but I did come up with like this idea of a wonderful summer meal. And I would think of, for example, starting it with like a lovely gin and tonic, or maybe a cocktail with like rum and ginger beer. That would be delicious. And then I would probably not drink that much the rest of the meal. And I was thinking of ceviche, which I love as a starter, and then possibly followed by maybe grilled meat and maybe a little rice. And I would say maybe something chocolatey for dessert. Although this is a summer meal, so maybe I might be happy with just like some fruit or something like that. So there is a natural disaster. This is the fifth question. All of your family, friends, and animals are safe, but you can only take three personal items with you. What are they? So I cheated a little with this one. I'm saying all of my unread books as one item. And then I would say a journal and a pen. Sixth question. What is an aspect of rewilding you really want to improve on or learn more about? So things like foraging, tool making, natural movement, hunting, making clothing, etc. Well, I kind of feel like all of it in a way, because I do feel like such a beginner with most of this stuff, because I was, I was basically a lifetime city dweller until very recently. But I think right now, mostly I would say foraging and natural movement speak to me. Although I do think that hunting would be a very useful skill to learn, but for now, I don't feel super, in a big hurry. What is one part of natural movement you're trying to improve for yourself? For example, more time barefoot, cold exposure, less restrictive clothing, posture, less time in a chair, long distance looking, etc. I would say I've done as much as I can for a lot of these things in my home environment right now, like sitting on the floor and like the beds are on the floor, that we don't have that chairs really, that sort of thing. But I would say one thing that's been on my mind and intriguing me has been cold exposure. I've actually been intrigued by it for a few years now, but I feel like I'm only intellectually into it and my body's like, no. But I think I might try to take some steps toward that this winter. and also like spending more time outside and looking away to long distances. That's definitely something I would love to do more of, because of my lifestyle and my work, I look at a computer a lot. So it would be nice to actually remember again my humanness. You have suddenly found yourself 20,000 years ago living in a small band hunter-gatherer group. Without saying why, what do you find most challenging and least challenging? I think that actually in the beginning, most of it would feel like a total shock, I think, honestly. Just I would say the sheer exposure to the elements and being outdoors, having to clothe oneself, finding food, prepping food, all that stuff I think would be super hard at the beginning. But I think that eventually we get used to everything. And I think eventually all those things, all those everyday, struggles would actually give so much meaning to life. And, you know, you actually wouldn't be searching for the meaning of life anymore, because it would just all be so immediate, just right, just all of it right there. And also you're in constant community. So I think that could all be eventually very, very cool once you get the hang of it, but I'm not saying how long that would take. What is your favorite medium to learn through? A physical book, reading on a screen, listening to an audiobook, watching a video or other? This is a great question. I do love reading books. I could never do without my books. I bought a Kindle a few years ago, but kind of it's been collecting dust, honestly. I'm also a big fan of podcasts. I'm just a big fan of audio, so lots of podcasts and audiobooks as well. I mean, I love that the audio format allows you to do other things, like cooking or taking a walk, or even, you know, when I'm going to bed at night. So the last question is, in no more than 20 words, what do you see happening globally over the next 200 years? I think that as modern folks, we will be forced to realize that we are not exempt from the laws of nature. So that's 10 questions in 10 minutes with Untaming Podcast. Thank you so much for asking me to be on here. And also, if you are a fan of podcasts, which if you're here, I'm assuming you are, you can also check out mine. It's called Redefining the Good Life. And it is my invitation to folks who have that nagging feeling that there is maybe more to life than just what the mainstream culture offers us. And then help them really just get that courage to go after their dreams and create the life they want. So that's all I have. Once again, thank you and bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can join the discussions on our Facebook and Instagram pages. To hear more, subscribe for free on the podcast app on your smartphone. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and all of your favorite podcast platforms. If you would like to offer feedback or suggest a guest, email us at untaming.podcast@gmail.com.